All right, so want to go to the VIP line one more time, where we have another potential candidate for governor. As we teased before the break, Colorado Secretary of State Scott Gessler has suspended his reelection bid for Secretary of State and moved to focus on a determination as to whether or not he is going to run for governor. So he's currently going through that step, visiting Coloradans throughout the state and getting that input. That is, as he has described in reports over the past few weeks, since filing for consideration to run for governor, to basically let people know that he was looking into it. Now it's a real serious step to see, well, what is the lay of the land. As we've seen in the Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday, he is almost tied with Governor Hickenlooper, and he hasn't even formally announced. So that's very interesting, along with Tom Tancredo being essentially tied with Governor Hickenlooper. Doesn't bode well. But unfortunately for Secretary of State, there is a situation that has brewed yesterday. It's really been going on for months, where this left-wing group, the Colorado Ethics Watch, which claims to be nonpartisan but has been involved in partisan activities in the past, they filed a complaint against Scott Gessler, the Secretary of State, again, last October, asserting that he had inappropriately used the Secretary's discretionary fund to pay for a trip to a Republican lawyers conference in Florida last year, around the same time as the Republican National Convention. And yesterday, this Colorado Ethics Commission, independent ethics commission that looked into it, asserted that he breached the public trust for private gain. But what is Secretary Gessler's side of the story? Because there's more to it than meets the eye. Secretary Gessler, welcome back to Kelly and Company. It's good to talk with you this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So what can you tell us about this? You have just been required to pay a good sum of money, some of which you've already paid back, in terms of about $1,278 that you've already paid back. What's going on here? What were the accusations as you've seen them? What was your take on the response? And then what's your side of the story?
Well, you know, it's awfully frustrating here. What happened is I attended a legal conference, and and I think you described the accusations, and it was put on by the Republican National Lawyers Association, but it focused on election law, and my job is elections. And the frustrating part is the Colorado Supreme Court accredited this, approved it for legal education credits. The state controller said it fell within my job duties. We had an audit where we brought in an outside person who audits state and local government from one of the big accounting firms here in Colorado, Clifton Gunderson. He said it was perfectly appropriate for me to do this stuff because, you know, I mean, when you go out and you learn about what other people are doing in the elections world, it helps run better elections here for the people of the state of Colorado. But the Ethics Commission, unfortunately, is just a very partisan-driven organization. You know, I mean, two of the members have actually contributed to Hickenlooper, sort of really staunch partisan Democrats. And so it was pretty clear, you know, 7 months ago which direction these guys were going. It took them 8 months to figure out how to do it. But it was really a sort of an unfair process. And it's frustrating because you want to think that these guys are going to be fair and even-handed. I mean, you want to think that the IRS is going to be fair and even-handed. You want to think that, you know, things work, but they just really don't a lot of the time. So we're going to be appealing this. I'm pretty confident that we're going to get it overturned because of the way these guys handle themselves.
Well, I'm curious, Secretary Gessler, about this, because obviously we haven't seen the report yet. I don't know, and you could answer this, I'm sure, if this report is that they came out with, the commission came out with yesterday, is going to be released to the public. But I'm curious as to what the Independent Ethics Commission claimed you violated in terms of a statute, rule, or anything in the Constitution that might be in play.
Right now, I don't know.
So you don't
know? I just don't know. No, I really don't know. They had deliberations, and they said that, you know, learning about elections was not official business, which just sort of seems crazy when everyone else disagrees with them. But I really don't know, and that was one of the frustrating things. We spent 7 months trying to get them to tell us what the legal standards were, and then a month ago they said, well, the legal standards could be one of these 10 things, or they could be something else. And we'll tell you afterwards. And so we still don't know. So, I mean, maybe when they fill out the report, they'll sort of tell me, at that point. But that's one of the frustrating areas. It's, you know, they just sort of make up the rules as they go along.
Now, one of the charges here is that, oh my gosh, it was a partisan event because you went to a, it was a Republican-based conference, even though you were focused on election law, you were a speaker. What do you make of the argument that, well, you shouldn't have done it and used discretionary funds, taxpayer money, for something that had a partisan tilt to it?
Well, I mean, it didn't have a partisan tilt. That's the bottom line. I mean, the Colorado Supreme Court reviewed it and said that it was proper, you know, educational materials, that it wasn't partisan. We produced a 300-page binder of all the materials that were discussed. None of it was partisan stuff. It was legal, you know, nuts and bolts. Like I say, the comptroller reviewed it and said it was, you know, in his testimony at the hearing, said it was appropriate. You know, we had experts come in and review it and said it was appropriate. I know it's got the word Republican in front of it. That was a sponsoring organization, but it was not a partisan event. It was straight-up education, and all the evidence before the commission said that, but they're not really interested in the evidence before them. It was a very partisan-driven outlook.
Now, this issue over just, I mean, $1,800, it cost Colorado taxpayers at least $143,000 to do this investigation and the legal fees from the commission, your office, and so forth. That, I think, in my opinion, from going back to when this was first filed back in October, and as I've been following this, is that it is, has been a politically motivated gotcha scheme from the start. But the question that I have, we know that there was going to be such a waste of this money. I mean, I had a, you know, I saw the writing on the wall in the beginning that they were going to end up doing what I think was the wrong thing in this judgment, Secretary Gessler. But if that was almost a certainty of the outcome, why? I'm curious as to why you ended up paying back the what was it, $1,400 or $1,200 something that you chose to pay back?
$1,278. I mean, here's why. I'm just trying to move on when it comes to what goes on with people in the state of Colorado. And you're right. The money here has been an absolute waste. And it's because the last Republican Secretary of State we had, Mike Kaufman, also received a complaint from the same organization in front of the same Ethics Commission, and that cost probably around $100,000 for the state. So, you know, these types of frivolous things have cost the state about $250,000 already, and it is just sort of absurd. So you want to try and just put it behind you, you know, because you want to have fair elections, you want to move on towards trying to, you know, make it easier for people to do business and have jobs in the state of Colorado and things like that. You know, just trying to put it behind me, just trying to push forward. And of course, it's a very vindictive organization, and they're not interested in that, the Ethics Commission. So, you know, so that was the purpose. And I was very clear up front, look, I don't think we've done anything wrong. I don't think we've ever done anything wrong. But, you know, $1,278 is a pretty big distraction when there's been hundreds of thousands spent arguing over it. Let's try and put it behind us. Let's try and move forward. You know, but even that's not successful because this Ethics Watch organization, or I'm sorry, Ethics Commission, they all sort of blend together after a while.
Yeah.
They're not really interested in that. They're interested in partisan shots because they know there's an election coming up so that they can use this as a way to generate television ads and things like that. I mean, that's really what it's about. So it's very frustrating.
One final question on this, and then I have one additional question before we let you go because we are out of time here with our guest, Secretary of State Scott Gessler. And that is, you know, some of the left-wing blogs have been assailing, well, why in the world didn't he use this, the Secretary's travel fund as opposed to the discretionary fund? Is there some sort of appearance of impropriety, and then he wanted to cover it up by try to set it aside and do a political move by paying off $1,278 just as the before the commission was going to reach their decision so that he could look good? How do you respond to those two charges from folks on the left?
They're really sort of nonsensical. I mean, they're saying that I should have used a different fund rather than this fund to go, but it was okay. But if it wasn't okay, then I shouldn't have done it. And you know, I mean, it's just absolutely nonsensical. What it is just talking points. It's just talking points. There's no sense or coherence. Here's the bottom line. Everyone who's reviewed this, except, of course, for the Ethics Commission, but the Colorado Supreme Court, outside auditor, the state controller, said this was absolutely appropriate for me to do. That's the bottom line. And the left can jabber all they want, and of course the Ethics Commission is part of the left. I mean, they're driven by my political adversaries. I mean, those are the people who judge me on this. So they can jabber all they want. We now go before a real court, the district courts and federal courts here. We're going before a real court with real rules of procedure, and this is just a stop on the way going forward. Because, you know, look, at the end of the day, there's a principle. You shouldn't have a government agency that's politically driven that chews people up. We see that with the IRS. We're seeing that with the Ethics Commission. I'm not going to stand for it.
I do understand. And final question for you, Secretary Gessler, is how are things going in your quest to find out what Coloradans think in terms of you potentially throwing your hat into the ring for governor?
Yeah, I think they're going pretty well. There's just a sense of frustration out there with, a view that Colorado's headed in the wrong direction here, and a view that we could be really doing better. And you see this come up a lot. You know, even, I mean, we've seen sort of the debate about Nathan Dunlap where, you know, our governor really just sort of punted. And even though he says he's in favor of the death penalty, in reality, he's not. The fires that are just horrendous in the Colorado Springs. I mean, we see a state that's, you know, our leadership has not taken precautionary efforts and not put the resources in place to do the best job fighting those fires if possible. So I think there's a real concern that Colorado's just not going in the right direction here. And we can do far better, and we can lead far better lives and have more prosperity. You know, and we've just got a very radical leadership that's taking Colorado in a direction that most people are very unhappy with.
All right,
well, that's what we're seeing.
Secretary of State Scott Gessler, potential Republican candidate for governor, thanks for your time this morning and for being candid about the ethics issues from yesterday.
Great. Well, thank you.